Hi, and welcome back to The Art Biz, where we explore business strategies, ideas, and inspiration, and encourage you to take the next bold steps, however big or small, for your art and for yourself. I'm your host, Allison Stanfield. I started thinking about this episode when I started thinking I wanted to do a solo episode. I started thinking about time and how there's never enough of it. Not enough today, not enough this week, this season, or even in a lifetime. And time management, forget about it. We can't manage time. There's no such thing. The earth keeps going around the sun. The clock keeps ticking. We can't control those things. We can't control what goes on around us, but we can control how we react, what we consume, and how we respond to things. We can also control the actions that we take, or for the purposes of this episode, the actions that we don't take. And yet many of us go through our days thinking that we have all the time in the world, wasting time on things that don't matter. And while I began this episode thinking about time, I eventually ended up on the importance of commitment. The two are linked in my mind. Stick with me, and I'll do my best to connect the dots. When I reflected on how I wanted to spend my time, I realized that there are habits that needed to change in order to live more intentionally. And one of those habits was my habit of cable television. I realized that my husband Rob and I are late to the party, late to cutting the cord of cable television. But nightly news, which of course was rarely news by the time 5:30 rolled along, and decompressing in front of an episode of The Big Bang Theory, had become a mindless habit. Our decision to turn off cable was based on the desire to live differently, more intentionally. Now, for some reason, I have this picture in my mind of the writer and journalist Joan Didion in her New York apartment. This is probably from the documentary of her life by her nephew, Griffin Dunn. I'm picturing walls of books, and then I imagine her and her writer husband, John Gregory Dunn, reading quietly next to one another and talking about what they're reading over coffee or a meal, each inspiring the other. Of course, I'm totally projecting, but that's okay. It's this vision that just has come to me and I can't seem to get rid of. And I never imagined for a minute that anyone in the Didion Dunn household unwound at the end of the day in front of television. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I don't think that reruns of The Big Bang Theory were going to kill me, and I don't believe in maximizing productivity for the sake of being productive. What I do believe in and what I want more of is living intentionally rather than mindlessly. And I believe in examining my actions to see how they contribute to or detract from my well-being. So we cut the cord with cable. And I will tell you that we have probably eaten together at the table more in the last few months than we have in the last few years. This matters for three reasons. First of all, we both love to cook, and I love to set the table. I love the ritual of sitting down to dinner or sitting down to a good meal. Second, we have beautiful views of the Rocky Mountain foothills from our dining room table and our kitchen table. No matter where we sit down at the table, we've got a great view, much prettier than whatever is on the screen. And third, it is a time for us to share what happened in our days, something that we would just skip over if we just turned on the TV. I will admit that it hasn't been easy. I had a bit of FOMO during the college football playoffs. I don't really care about the NFL. I just love college football. And I don't know what's going to happen when baseball season rolls around and my beloved last place Colorado Rockies are on, which I watched almost daily. I know that's scary. Not constantly, but I would have the TV on. I don't know what's going to happen there. But still, I'm sorry that we waited so long to kick these habits. This is time that we're never going to get back. Looking back on the past and pointing to regrets isn't, for the most part, helpful for a meaningful life, but we're human and we have complex, uncontrollable thoughts that can be set off by any situation. We're going to have regrets, so we might as well call them what they are. And if you're listening or watching, you've probably lived long enough to know that regret comes more from inaction than from the wrong action or from failure. Let that sink in. Regret comes more from inaction than from the wrong action or from failure. Students and clients often say to me, "I wish I would have started your program sooner. I thought I wasn't ready. I wish I would have started sooner. I thought I wasn't ready." This makes me both happy and sad. First, I'm happy that they find value in the work that we're doing, but I'm so sad knowing that they could have been reaping benefits from implementing my program, like Essentials for Artist Success, for many years before they came to me. And hey, if this is you, check it out. I am such a believer in the content that I have in Essentials for Artist Success that I know is valuable for most artists out there. You can find out more at artbizsuccess.com/essentials. It is in-depth, fundamental business and marketing training for artists. You've probably heard the quote, "Leap and the net will appear." Can you imagine if we collectively started leaping with abandon and trusting that the net would magically materialize beneath us? While I do appreciate the conviction of this sentiment, I would change it slightly. I'd tweak it. I would say, research, plan, do the hard work, and leap before you're certain you're ready. As another saying goes, nothing in life is certain except death and taxes. If you wait for perfect clarity or assurance that your direction is the right direction, you're going to miss the boat. Certainty doesn't exist. The good news is, if you follow my advice to research, plan, and work hard before leaping, the metaphorical net is already in place, one that you've been weaving and strengthening through your preparations. This net represents the confidence that you have built through the preparation and the hard work. It's your safety net, not for avoiding risk, but for knowing you've done the groundwork. You've laid the groundwork to land on your feet. You can trust it to hold you when you take that leap. A word of caution. Avoid falling into the trap of over-preparing. Some people spend their lives, their entire lives, stuck in preparation mode, endlessly perfecting, researching, and tweaking, or perhaps more accurately, wasting their lives. At some point, preparation has got to give way to commitment and action. The truth is that progress can't come from research and planning alone. Progress comes when you commit to a path and start moving forward. What about you? Where might you be hesitating? If you want to see your art in a museum one day, are you a member of that museum? Are you involved with that museum? Do you visit regularly and stay on top of what's going on in their programming? Have you introduced yourself to the curator or attended their talks? Most importantly, are you honing your craft to meet museum standards? Likewise, if you've always wanted to publish a book, are you writing every day? Are you taking classes that help you hone your craft? Are you learning about the publishing industry and what it takes to succeed? Are you practicing by crafting really good descriptions that go along with your social media posts? That's a really good place to practice your writing. And if you've always wanted to attend an artist residency, are you researching the types of residencies that are available and where you might fit? Are you tracking opportunities and deadlines in a systematized way? Are you reaching out to other artists who have participated in residencies to learn what they know. You know, this is a really common discussion inside of the Art Biz Connection community where members of my Essentials program are. It's really inspiring to watch artists share with one another and find the answers and guidance that they need. If you are hesitating in any of these areas, while you're waiting for the right time, other artists are moving forward. Museum and gallery shows are being curated. Collectors are collecting, and they're doing it without you because you're hesitating. Will you hesitate further, or will you commit to taking action? I'm not here to tell you what to commit to. That is a deeply personal decision. But I will say this, you'll regret not committing to something meaningful, something that inspires and motivates you, something that you can look back on with pride, knowing that it was worth the effort. What is that something for you? It doesn't have to be big. Sometimes even the smallest steps can set everything into motion. This leads me to another common hesitation that I hear from our members and students, and that is this. This is not the right time for me. Oh my gosh, if I had a nickel or even a penny for every time I heard that, this is not the right time for me. Here's what I know. There's never a right time. There is never the perfect time to expand your business. You're never going to wake up one morning and suddenly say, hey, let's do this thing now. It just doesn't happen that way. And you're quite unlikely to hear messages from the goddesses that encourage you to take action. More likely, you will listen to the anxiety, the fear, and the apprehension that keeps you safe and small. If you have been saying that you want to grow your art business or you want this or that from your art, but you aren't taking consistent action toward that goal, you aren't aligned with the vision you want for your life. There is no time like the present to begin. Now, I get that there are moments in your life that are packed with other commitments. That's what my planning workshops are all about. That's why I'm very insistent that my clients and my students get real about the ramifications of having a packed schedule, of having a packed life. There's nothing wrong with it. You just need to know this before you say yes to adding anything new. But I also know this, there will never be a good time to have an exhibition, to approach a gallery, to write a grant proposal, or to give your first artist talk. You have to make room for your priorities. We tend to put off things that make us uncomfortable, and I challenge you, the next time you're tempted to turn down an opportunity, to ask yourself, is this truly bad timing, or is there an underlying fear of what might happen if I take bold steps? Because fear should never drive your decisions. Let your choices stem from a place of authentic curiosity and enthusiasm. Stage two of what I call the artist's empowered success cycle is called strategic planning. It's a phase where you map out upcoming months with clear goals, focused strategies, and actionable steps. This ensures alignment with your vision, time, energy, and other commitments that I mentioned. Strategic planning is the bridge between stage one, insightful reflection, and stage three, dynamic implementation. The stages all go together. They're dependent on one another. You can't make a good plan without reflecting on what has happened. And you can't have insightful reflection if you haven't taken action, if you haven't implemented strategies and tactics and goals that are aligned with your vision. Yet even the best laid plans are, as I said, made without certainty. You cannot predict with absolute confidence that every move will be right. You can't control what happens in the world, how others respond, or whether Mercury goes retrograde. You can only control your actions and responses. One of the most valuable tools in this empowered success cycle is introduced in stage two in the planning process. It's what I call inquiry for progress. When you feel stuck, unmotivated, or unsure of your next move, I encourage you to sit with questions rather than chase immediate actions. Questions allow space for reflection. They help you access your level of commitment and guide your decision making. Here's some examples of questions that we use with this tool. Why is this important to me? What if I agree to do this? What if I let it pass? What's the worst that could happen? What's the best that could happen? And which one could I live with? What obstacles will I need to overcome? There are three pages of questions in Inquiry for Progress. So those are just some examples. In today's world, answers are everywhere. Just do a web search or ask your favorite AI tool and you'll find answers. Sitting with questions might feel uncomfortable at first, but that discomfort is where clarity and conviction are born. It's in these moments of reflection that you uncover your deepest commitments. You can plan all you want, but until you are fully committed to the plan, until you intend to implement it and give it your best shot, it's not going to happen. The universe knows when you're not committed. When you say you want something, but you don't take action, when you pursue something for the wrong reasons, or when you think it's something that you should do. Those are all forms of self-sabotage. And I believe this is the primary reason that most plans fail. It's because the commitment was never there. I'm going to read a quote, one of my very favorite quotes. It's from the Scottish explorer William Hutchinson Murray. He wrote, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issued from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man, or woman I would say, could have dreamed would have come his or her way." In other words, once you've made the decision, things just start moving in your favor. Then this last couplet is attributed to John Anster. "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now." You'll never have a guarantee that your plan is the right one, that your next moves are your right one, because there's no such thing as certainty. No guarantees are possible, but there is a clear way to know that you are on the wrong path. And that is when you're not motivated to implement your plan. This lack of motivation signals a lack of commitment. The right plan is something that you feel deeply committed to. It gives you purpose. It's something to work toward. It's a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Hey, I know it's easy to feel overwhelmed or uncertain about your next steps, but you don't have to figure everything out all at once. Small, intentional actions can lead to profound change. You have enough time to do what truly matters, as long as you've identified your values and priorities and let them guide your schedule. It also really helps to have accountability and community, which is what we try to provide in Essentials and the Art Biz Connection. So to wrap this up, I encourage you to examine your level of commitment. First, look at your task list and your calendar. Does what you see reflect your commitment to yourself, your art, the life you want to live, and the person you want to be? What might need to change to better align with that commitment? Who or what are you allowing to interfere with your goals? Where do you need to enforce boundaries that will protect your vision? And finally, ask yourself, what one action can I take today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today, to remind me of my commitment to myself? Remember, it doesn't have to be a big step. It can be as simple as exploring a topic in your journal, or writing an email that you've been postponing, or sitting down with your sketchbook for 30 minutes. There is no reason to put off what could bring you positive results, what could bring you joy. There is no time like the present. There is no such thing as the right time. Whatever it is, let today be the day that you take that step, the day that you honor your commitment to yourself. Begin it now. Thank you for catching this episode of The Art Biz and allowing me to be part of your artist journey. To read the almost complete text, watch the video, and see our featured artists, visit artbizpodcast.com and look for episode 214. If you would like the strategies, feedback, and accountability to help you with your commitments, I hope you'll join me in Essentials for Artist Success, a complete training for committed and intentional artists. See artbizsuccess.com/essentials.